So I thought it was worth doing a review as to how we got to where we are now with the state Senate agreeing with the state House to repeal the 1864 law that bans most abortions in Arizona. So if you go back to December of 2022, an Arizona appeals court ruled that the 15-week law could be read in harmony with the 1864 territorial law, meaning that abortions could be provided in Arizona before 15 weeks of pregnancy or when it is necessary to save the life of a mother. That law was signed by Governor Doug Ducey. And 2 weeks, essentially 2 weeks later, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Roe v. Wade was no longer the law of the land. And so it kind of sent us into this legal limbo. The conversation revolving around abortion care, of course, was reignited when last month the Arizona Supreme Court ruled to ban nearly all abortions, saying that the 1864 law would stand. And then we got to the place where we were yesterday, a week after the state House voted to repeal the 1864 abortion ban. The Arizona Senate did so. Senator Anna Hernandez making the motion, which allowed the House to have a immediate vote on the bill to repeal the ban. Her fellow Democrats were almost 100% guaranteed to be yes votes, like Eva Birch.
The trend towards legislating religious beliefs in this state is dangerous, and it should make everybody nervous, regardless of their faith. I'm not afraid of the abortions that I had. I do not fear for my soul. They were the right decisions for me, and I don't have to follow your religion in this country.
But Democrats needed some Republicans to join them in order to get the repeal passed in the Republican majority Senate, and they got that support from Republican Senators T.J. Shoup and Shauna Bullock.
I am here to protect more babies. I vote aye.
Who voted, joined the Democratic caucus in approving that repeal bill. Here is Senator Bullock explaining her yes vote.
Many women don't have textbook pregnancies, while many women wish they could have a baby. I know the chronicles of these pregnancies quite intimately because they're all my own. And my family lived and survived each one of them, including my miscarriage.
Okay, so today, Governor Katie Hobbs expected to sign that repeal, but that does not end the abortion debate or the legal limbo, really, that abortion is in here in Arizona. Because even after Governor Hobbs signs the repeal, there's going to be a period when nearly all abortions will still be outlawed. The Arizona Supreme Court has yet to issue its final order, its mandate in that Planned Parenthood of Arizona versus Mays Hazelrig case. That could be issued as early as the 13th of this month. Then the law cannot be enforced until 45 days after the final order is issued. And if the court issues its final order on May 13th, the 1864 ban can be enforced on June 27th. And the repeal wouldn't go into effect until 90 days after the legislative session ends. So we still don't even know when that is to be. So there's going to be a period of time when we don't know where we stand for a while. And then, of course, you've got this other issue of a voter initiative that's been put forward and apparently has way more signatures than necessary to get on the ballot in November, where Arizonans will be asked to vote on an amendment for the Arizona Constitution that would ensure abortion rights up till fetal viability, which is something more like, how many weeks is it at this point, Jamie? Like 23? Is that what science is saying at this point?
Yeah, so, it's around 24, 23,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, we don't know.
Although some have survived much from, you know, earlier.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely true.